mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth. Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Studying the various structures and functions of the brain is complicated stuff. We may be able to picture it all, but most of us would be hard-pressed to identify the lobes or the role of the hippocampus or the various parts of a neuron. Now, a pair of neuroscientists has created a visual, story-based guide that aims to make brain exploration exciting and understandable for a variety of ages. Dr. Matteo Farinella and Dr. Hannah Roche are authors of a beautifully illustrated new graphic novel called Neurocomic, and they join us together from England to tell us more about the project. Hello, Matteo. Hello to Hannah.
Hello.
Hello.
So going from the lab to the drawing table sounds like a pretty big leap. Wondering what possessed you to create a graphic novel about the brain, and what was your goal in this? Hannah, let's ask you first.
Well, when we were working in the lab together, we were both fascinated by neuroscience, and we felt that it would be a great opportunity to have a wider public audience be able to be interested in the neuroscience behind it. So we wanted to make it more accessible, and we just wanted to make it fun, really, because at the moment neuroscience can get quite heavy in the lab. And the way to do that was, we thought, to do a comic book.
So what was the division of labor here, Matteo?
Yes, I was the one drawing. So for me, actually, it was not a big leap. I spent many years dividing my life between science and comics. Mostly I was doing science during the day and comics at night. But in this project, I finally found a way to combine them. So for me, it was really great. I actually never hoped to do that.
Do you consider yourself an illustrator first or a neuroscientist second, or is that distinction even made?
I find it really hard to make it. I guess professionally I'm a scientist, because I always study science, and I was doing a PhD in neuroscience while writing the book. And I think I'm deeply inside, like, very scientific. That's what they tell me. But I also love to draw comics.
Very artistic as well. And there is a sense of adventure here. Now, one may think, okay, a comic about the brain, it must have anatomical diagrams. But it really is an educational adventure story. Hannah, is that the way that you see your research in the brain? An adventure?
It's an interesting way of putting it. I guess when you're doing research, it is all about discovery and about almost sort of having a narrative and a story even within the science, because that's what sort of drives you forward to answer questions about the brain. So in a way, even being a scientist in the lab day to day, it is about an adventure. Sometimes also I find that science can be quite constraining. So actually, an even further adventure, or like a leap from that, would be to do something more fictional, which is how we decided to go with Neurocomic, so that it was more of an adventure and more fictional than real science, because in real science you're obviously constrained by evidence and facts.
So for people who are listening to this, how would you sort of describe or give me a synopsis of this adventure that takes place in the comic?
Okay, well, it's really, as we are saying, it's an adventure, a sort of trip through the brain. Like, I was really thinking about the old classic education books, which are always kind of a trip. There is this unwilling character that finds himself in the brain, and he's just looking for a way out. But along the way, to find a way out, he needs to learn about the brain and interact with the brain and the scientists who are studying it.
So he goes through this forest of neurons and meets these characters who tell him about their study on the brain. So we meet these very important kinds of brain scientists and go into these kind of rooms where things are happening. In fact, the hippocampus, or as you call it in the graphic novel, the archivist of the brain, is depicted as a seahorse typing away on a typewriter. And it's in this room surrounded by filing cabinets. And I'm wondering how you came up with these images. Do you draw on analogies and illustrations already common in scientific texts, Matteo?
Yes, actually, it's a very, well, not a metaphor, but that's where the name comes from. Probably, like, me being Italian kind of helps with the scientific names. Hippocampus is actually the seahorse, at least the Latin word for seahorse.
Why?
Because I guess it kind of looks like a seahorse.
The shape of it in the brain is like a curled
Well, you have to use some imagination, but that's the actual name. So I thought, yeah, I recycle these metaphors, which that they are in scientific language, if it's maybe scientists are not aware of them, to actually like take them literally and turn them into characters.
Hannah, I've heard this phrase, the architecture of the brain. It's something we talk about a bit on this program. Now, you have in Neurocomic a typographical map of what you call Neuroland. Are you trying to introduce an element of fantasy into this exploration?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always to have like a map. I think both Matteo and I sort of obsessed with maps in general. I mean, I spend most of my PhD looking at connectivity between neurons and mapping them. And then it seems like a natural progression to have a Neuroland in the book where we can also sort of guide the reader through different parts of the brain, so to speak.
Hannah Roche, she and Dr. Matteo Farinella, are neuroscientists, together have put together a graphic novel called Neurocomic. It's like an adventure into the brain. Matteo, at the end of the book, the character wanders into some very deep territory regarding the meaning of the self and perception of our own identity. Now, these are not the sort of concepts that I think I've heard of in traditional texts about neuroscience in the brain, or are they?
The last chapters, I guess it ends in a more philosophical territory. We wanted really to sort of briefly cover the whole span of neuroscience, which is a very wide subject. So we started to from the basis, from like anatomy, what's the brain made of, what are the cells, what they look like, how they're connected. But then we also wanted to touch to the more abstract idea in neuroscience, which in the end, they all rely on these cells. That's the thing that really fascinates me about the brain, that all, even this most complex things like consciousness, in the end, they all have to come from these cells. That was the idea to show this connection.
Hannah, these are discussions that I'm guessing don't take place in the lab a lot.
Well, there's always the discussion of what is consciousness and can we understand it and can we find the sort of neural substrates of it. I think at the moment we're so far from achieving that I think it's important to still be able to talk about it in a sort of exciting way that we are still interested by it, but obviously that it remains one of sort of biggest frontiers that we still don't really understand.
I wonder if the creation of this graphic novel in a way was something that you wished you may have had when you were younger and first learning about the structures of the brain.
Definitely for me, yes. I grew up with this kind. I loved this sort of science illustrated textbook for children. I think that's what actually got me interested in science at first, because first I was interested in drawing, in art, and then I always loved this diagram, these complex diagrams and illustrations. So I couldn't really find anything similar for neuroscience, so I was trying to fill the gap.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like I'm quite a visual person. If I see something visually, then I can understand it, whereas if it's more sort of theoretical or conceptual, then I don't relate to it as much. So if I had had this when I was younger, I definitely would have really been grateful.
Well, Hannah Roche, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Matteo Farinella, thank you also for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Farinella and Dr. Roche are authors of Neurocomic. It's a new graphic novel about how the brain works. Now, you can see some images from the book and check out the fantastic book trailer. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.